Our next guest on Express Yourself is the Poet Laureate of Philadelphia, Yolanda Wisher. Thanks so much for joining me, Yolanda.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm really excited to talk to you. You've been in the Valley as part of this Poets in the Schools program coordinated by Aspen Words, and tonight is the 7th annual Youth Poetry Slam open to the general public to attend at 3rd Street Center at 6:30 p.m. Student poets get to take the stage and showcase original poems, and the event is hosted by award-winning poets and teaching artists like yourself. How has it been going during your 2 weeks here in the Valley?
Oh, it's been awesome meeting just an incredible group of teachers and students here in the Valley, and just inspiring folks with my love of poetry and finding that there's a similar love here as well.
And this is your first time in the program, right?
Yes, I've been to Colorado before as part of Aspen Words, like a writer in residence, but this is my first time visiting the school.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that Katie and Kay loves to hear about each year, because it is not only a chance for young people to get their voices on stage, but a chance for our listeners to get to hear from poets like yourself. Is it fun for you to work with young poets? Is it challenging?
It's both. It's really just the best work I think I can do as a poet, as a way to kind of come outside of myself. So much of writing is a very solitary profession. And I really love connecting with young people and seeing how my work lands in these new spaces.
My guest is poet Yolanda Wisher, author of Monk Eats an Afro and co-editor of Peace is a Haiku Song. You have quite an impressive resume. You've been a teacher. You've been an artist in residence. Can you describe your band, the Afro Eaters?
Yes. We're called Yolanda Wisher and the Afro Eaters. We're a band fronted by a poet, which you don't often see. And just in the tradition of a lot of great poets that I grew up listening to, like Jane Cortez and the Fire Spitters, just trying to continue that legacy, that connection between poetry and jazz music.
And I imagine kind of Philly, D.C., the Pennsylvania area, been an influence on your creative development?
Oh, yeah. I love the city as a backdrop for my work, the sounds, the smells, the people, the sense of strangeness and familiarity in a city is definitely something, a force behind my work.
So can you talk about how you got started as a poet? It's one of the things that people always want to hear from, you know, big talents like yourself is, you know, words of wisdom. And how can people get to where you are? You know, what inspires you to express yourself?
I had an amazing great-grandmother who told me I had a gift. She told me to use it in any way that I could. And I also just grew up with a mother who had a really awesome vinyl record collection. And I used to read the liner notes like they were poetry. And so for me, poetry is always about that sense of song, the musicality of poetry, and also the connection that it had with just everyday people. And yeah, I'm inspired by life. I'm inspired by just my living and living in a way that absorbs kind of the energies around me and, you know, being able to turn them into something beautiful and sensual that other people experience is part of my work and the joy of it.
That's Philadelphia Poet Laureate Yolanda Wisher, one of four amazing poets and teaching artists in town for the artists in town for the 2 week Poets in the Schools program, coordinated by Aspen Word, and it culminates tonight with the 7th annual Youth Poetry Slam at 3rd Street Center starting at 6:30. Before we go, Yolanda, would you share a piece with us?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. This is called Granny Smith, and it's a poem about my great-grandmother who inspired me to write. Granny Smith. Each ambler night, after all answers were questioned, all puzzles solved by the spin of a wheel, Maple Street grew dark, and Christine sat in her rocking chair, paring apples for dessert under a lamp. One long spiral of skin slid each white piece of flesh across the knife so our little fingers wouldn't catch, teaching us about the apple orchards stolen and annexed by the army, cutting thick, sugary pieces of phantom land from the apple, placing them on our tongues like poems to save for later. And then, a bit of black colon cut out of her, she simply said, "You have a gift, use it," then turned away to leave the adults in the business of death. leaving the essence of the apple's body on my lips, as if I was dying and telling myself how to stay alive.
Yolanda Wisher on Katie and Kay, Express Yourself. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes, and thanks for giving back and spending time with students in our schools here these last couple of weeks. Hope to see you at the Third Street Center for the Slam tonight.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you.